Hello, my imaginary friends. It is Thursday, the 27th of May, 2010. I'm Simon, this is my audio boo. Today's the day that the iPad started arriving in the UK, officially. So the TNT man turned up at our house today and delivered a shiny new iPad, which I've had a little play with this morning, this afternoon, checking out, you know, browsing emails on it and that sort of thing, because I mostly use my iPhone for emails, so trying that out and the web browser and whatnot, and I've left it in Yana's hands now. She's going to carry on fiddling with it and experimenting and seeing what it does. So it's a nice device. Really glad to have got my hands on one at last, and now it's ours to play with, and we'll just see what comes of that. So I'm hoping that the experience of consuming Nipper News and Slam Idol on an iPad will improve, because we now have a test unit. Andy was talking about audio tours that you could download onto your MP3 player for National Trust properties and things like that. And he was saying, it wasn't amazing that no one's doing it. A quick Google of the words, the things like, if you put iPod tour guide, you'll come up with half a dozen sites that sell MP3 files of guided tours of various sites all over the world. Obviously there are people that have been doing that for the last few years, and I think it's quite a good idea, actually. I'm sure they could embed location-based advertising into those tours, make some money off them that way, rather than trying to sell them on iTunes. Obviously, they don't seem to be selling them on iTunes. You can buy an app on iTunes that gives you a tour guide for this and that, but giving away MP3 files, you've got to embed advertising in there. So I could see there's an opportunity where you could be guiding someone around a landmark, and also guide them towards the a particular coffee shop or cake shop or something, and maybe even put some words in the audio tour that sort of sow the seeds of hunger or thirst into the mind of the person listening. It could be quite clever. Maybe, I don't know whether there's an opportunity to make some money that way. Interesting subject you've raised there, Andy. Right, I'm going to sign off now because I'm at work, so take care of yourselves, and I'll speak to you again very soon.